I painted Mega Man yesterday.
It's very pretty.
And he's, yeah, I like Mega Man. First thing I ever painted, I was like, what am I going to paint? And I said, maybe I'll paint Mega Man. I was like, it's kind of dumb. And then, like, a week later, I'm like, I guess I'm painting Mega Man. Because I had nothing else to paint. You painted a Star Wars thing. It looked a lot better than I thought it would.
Thank you.
What are you going to paint next time?
I don't know. I was thinking another movie.
Yeah, I'll paint something stupid like you.
Does that mean you're going to paint me because I'm stupid? Or you're going to paint something stupid in my style?
I meant more the former. I'm not going to do either, really. Maybe I'll paint space with an Enterprise. With a Star Trek. Hello, and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for... I forgot the month of all things.
That's because you just looked.
I looked. I got the date. I was so excited. I was like, all right, 20th, 20th, 20th. I wanted to say April so badly.
April?
I just blanked. September 20th, 2000... I almost said 7.
What?
I had a migraine this morning. I took something. It might just be kicking in. 2013? Yeah. I'll be all right. I'll pull it together. Okay.
We're very excited for the upcoming release of Episode 2 of Half-Life in the orange box.
I was even weird. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, September 20, 2013. Okay.
We do have Valve news.
Yeah, a lot of Valve news. So I'm sure we're going to start with that. Unless AJ wants to do his normal thing, where we start with the least exciting thing. Yeah, we'll start about Valve news. Then we'll talk about our week in gaming. Talk about Wind Waker finally and some other things. We'll see what the community's talking about. Then we'll get to the releases, and that'll be the show. But let's get going, because Valve said specifically they have 3 announcements coming on Monday. Now, one of them's the Steam box.
Pretty much, yeah.
Two, now, that means we have... You have to agree, there is now a very good chance that Half-Life 3 is going to be announced, right?
If it's like the launch game for the Steam box, that would be mind-dropping.
I'd be so happy. Well, that's the weird thing, though.
Mind-dropping, a combination of mind-blowing and jaw-dropping. Anyway.
I was going to let it go. But, that's kind of my question. Like, can the Steam box have exclusives?
Well, they're not dumb. It'll still be a PC game.
Right, well... If you wanted to sell Steam boxes, if you wanted to have a game that was an exclusive...
Valve doesn't want to sell Steam boxes. They want to sell games on Steam.
Okay.
It's kind of the, in a way, it's almost the Google Android model.
Yeah, I guess I'm still not exactly sure what the Steam box will be exactly, and I'm really interested to see.
Valve wants to get a better than average, I think, they want to get a better than average gaming PC... That you could buy off the shelf and not have to spend $1,000
right.
on.
Right. Yeah, I know. I'm just, like, really interested just how console-y it is.
I just think it's so bizarre that they're going to literally announce a new console a month and a half before all the big new consoles come out.
Right. Well, that's kind of the question. Like, so, let's say they announce this Monday. When do you think it'll be coming? Next holiday? Or this summer?
I think, like June-ish of 2015.
If that's the case, so you really think Half-Life 3 is coming out in June?
Maybe. They haven't been doing something for the last 7 years.
Yeah, they've probably been making and scrapping and making Half-Life 3. So I don't know if Half-Life 3 will be a long... I agree that I feel like the Steam box will be a summer thing and not a next fall thing, but I don't know if Half-Life 3 will be... Okay, I feel like I'm stupid because I'm setting myself up for the Half-Life 3 disappointment again. But come on.
Yeah, right?
You have 3 announcements... We've been Half-Life 3. It's got to be happening. I assume the other announcement is Left 4 Dead 3 because there was rumors about that, right? And so I assume the announcements are Steambox, Left 4 Dead 3, Half-Life 3. That's what I think is happening. That's like one's like some original game thing or whatever. But that's where I'm kind of thinking this is happening. I just want Half-Life. It's funny. I kind of care more about Half-Life 3 than the Steambox. But that is kind of thing. That is the thing, though, they do with the Steam box. I understand what they're doing, but they have to come up with something where people who have a good PC might still want it, you know?
But do they?
Well, sure, because don't they have a pretty large... Because you're already competing against PC and consoles. You got to do more.
But they're not competing against PC.
Yeah, What do you mean they're not competing against PC?
They are PC. The Steam Box is a PC.
I understand they're PC, AJ, but you're competing against all those people who have PCs already. You had to come up with some sort of incentive to buy it. I understand.
Again, I don't think they're worried. The Steam Box is just another Trojan horse to get people using Steam.
So you're making it sound like the Steam Box is not that big a deal.
It is, but like they're not thinking we're going to make money selling Steam Boxes.
I think they want to make money.
We're going to make money selling games.
If the Steam Box wants to be a thing, they need to come up with a way to make it more attractive than just plugging in big picture mode.
I think they'll make it attractive by taking what normally would have been a $1,000 gaming PC making it $500.
I understand that the whole cheap, that thing. But I still think there needs to be more incentive for some people to buy this, and especially when they're going to have to come up with ways of saying like a lot of those other services that you give, like a PlayStation 4 and a Xbox One. Like, is this going to have like that streaming kind of thing?
Oh, sure.
Is it gonna connect to Twitch TV like the other systems are?
I don't see why I can't.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, all these other things.
Well, yeah, and that might be all part of this as well.
What I'm very curious is,
Gabe Newell has made no bones about it. He hates Windows. Just hates it. Linux, Linux, Linux.
Yeah, right.
They've got to have some kind of announcement that all these back catalog games and future games from other publishers and developers are going to have Linux versions.
Well,
the Steam Box is DOA if the only people making Linux games are Valve and some indies.
Yeah, no, that's the weird thing, because the Steam Box is going to be Linux, right?
That's the presumption, sure.
I mean, yeah, but I don't really know a whole lot about
Battlefield 4. Well, no, that's a bad example because EA has Origin. We'll say Call of Duty, because that's going to be sold on Steam.
If that
doesn't have a Linux version, what the hell?
I assume Assassin's Creed is not a Linux game or whatever.
Right, but maybe they're going to announce, everyone's going to make Linux versions.
But then there's weird things like all those Ubisoft games that you launch on Steam, but you have to go through Uplay first, and like that kind of breaks big picture mode right now. Is it going to break Steam Box?
Maybe they've worked out deals with that too. Who knows?
That's my thing.
I wonder how far they're going.
Literally just, it is the Steam store, exactly. I guess I assume so. And then you kind of wonder things like, what is their controller going to look like? What's this and that? It's very interesting. I mean, I wonder if they're going to make it something that I am going to want. Like, right now, like, you have that computer in mind. It's pretty good. You're about to get, presumably, two new HD systems that could play, so you don't really need to worry about, I want to get the PC version of Assassin's Creed or this, because you'll have these systems. Well, so, I mean, what's the point of getting a Steam Box?
That's what makes me wonder, is the Steam Box for me? Like, if I want to actually game on PC, especially after these new consoles come out, For it to make sense to me, I'm going to have to be making some crazy $2,000 liquid-cooled dual video card system that the Steam Box isn't going to cater to.
That's kind of my thing. Like, am I going to want to get a Steam Box, or am I just going to want to buy a video card?
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying I really do think there needs to be a bit more to it than it's just a literal Steam Box. It's a box that plays Steam games. We'll see. It's exciting. But like I said, I really want to see
Half-Life.
Right. Well, I mean, it's rough for Half-Life because there's the expectations now that they have to reinvent the first-person shooter genre again because its two previous games did that.
Mm-hmm.
I think IGN just did a list of the best shooters, 100 shooters of all time, and it was Half-Life 2 was number 3, Half-Life 1 was number 1. Oh, that would put 2 before 1.
Yeah.
They seem to be very big into the historicals, though. I think Doom was 2. I'm get over it. Yeah, Doom, sweet. But yeah, it'll be exciting. All right, what do you want to talk about next? I know Tokyo Game Show. Not a whole lot really happening at Tokyo Game Show.
Well, they announced the new Gravity Rush.
That's not Gravity Rush 2, which makes me very happy, because I was wondering if that was going to happen. I knew Gravity Rush did good. I don't think it was an early Vita launch window game, and it was a new IP, so it's not there was always the question if they'll bother with the sequel, but they are. Not much shown, but I'm excited.
I've kind of enjoyed watching Sony's reaction to the PS Vita TV. Because they announced it for Japan only, and everyone in the world's like, oh, you're going to bring this to America? We weren't really thinking about it. Oh, because I have $100 in my wallet right now. And they're like, oh, well, I mean, we probably will.
Yeah, they seem surprised that people want this.
Yeah, they literally said that. They were surprised by the reaction. Really?
All right, then. Okay.
You have a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
I assume you did some research into this.
What else did you want to talk about?
There's a Final Fantasy 15 trailer, but it wasn't really anything.
No, not a Tokyo Game Show, but there was something else.
Oh, well, so the Diablo 3 Auction House, S Kaput.
And well, like not starting next year, I think.
Yeah, they haven't decided. They don't even know how they're going to do it yet. But
just
they want
to get, Switch.
They want to just get the word out there. Like, yeah, get ready, settle your affairs. I'm like,
settle your affairs. Well, some
just
people
turn it off.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to tie into the whole loot 2.0 system. Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is it's not just the real money auction. It's like even
it's both, yeah, which makes good. Me happy.
Yeah, screw that noise.
I mean, it sounds like loot's going to be reworked to be much the way it is in the console version.
Yeah,
where there's less of it and it's more worthwhile.
Yeah,
which is fine by me.
I've been playing the console version a bit. I really do like looting in it a lot more.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever bought anything in the auction houses.
I think I did it to try it, and
was it very unfulfilling?
Yeah,
sad?
It's like. I don't know. It's like, imagine this. Imagine the joy of opening that deck of Pokemon cards and getting that Holofoil Charizard, or just going to a shop and buying it for $10.
I mean, I never even did that stuff in, like, World of Warcraft or MMOs, because in that stuff, it's like, usually the loot you need for leveling that gear, you just get by doing the quests.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when you want good loot, you have to get it through raiding and doing other things, not the auction house.
Yeah, I use the auction house for, like, if you wanted to grind materials for
a
profession.
Yeah, it makes, yeah, for that, sure. But, like, loot, I mean,
yeah.
Gear. Like,
that's
no.
The whole, that's the reason you
that's
play
the game.
Game,
yeah, pretty much. Okay, well, what else was happening?
Warhammer Online shutting
that's,
down.
That's sad, not unexpected.
That was a good game.
It was an innovator in a lot of ways. The big one was it was one of the first ones I remember that had these sort of public quests.
Yeah.
Like Guild Wars 2 kind of really pushed it, and then Final Fantasy 14 like the same thing.
Rift is built around that.
Really? Yeah, that which was a very smart idea.
You know,
a lot of people are doing
that
now.
A very interesting thing in PvP that I can't think of any of the games that did it, but obviously Warhammer Online had a very big realm versus realm component.
Yeah.
This is Mythic. The guys made Dark Age of Camelot. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really minor thing, but it made a big deal in the game. You couldn't walk through people.
Right, I remember.
So it was a very viable strategy to get, like, a big hulking tank-like guy and stand him in a choke point.
I remember their classes were cool, too. Like, there was, like, it wasn't just, like, warrior. It was, like, witch hunter.
It was a very neat game.
It did some things, like, before WoW let you, like, just queue up for PvP anywhere, this let you do that. Mm-hmm. It had dye for your clothes. It did a lot of cool things.
Yeah. It sounded like it's not so much like they were like, this game's not making it, let's shut it down. No. I think they lost the IP.
I think they did, but I don't think the game was exactly popping.
No, it's just weird that like they didn't try the free-to-play thing first everyone else does.
I wonder if Dark Age is still going, isn't it, I imagine?
I think so.
I mean, it's probably so cheap to run at this point.
Yeah.
Was there anything else?
Think so.
No.
There's a lot of like just kind of.
Did Nintendo do something? No.
There's a lot of just. Yeah, oh, that's right. They did. Wii Sports HD.
Oh, great.
AKA the quest for more money.
Yeah, I'll pass. It has online support. That's funny.
Because I fucking want to play Wii Tennis online.
Their president, the old president died. His name, Yamaguchi, right? I'm saying stupid.
It's a Japanese name. Apologies.
I know I should know because he's a big deal, but.
But yeah. Are people really going to flock to buy a $10 downloadable version of Wii Golf?
Maybe bowling.
Where
you can buy, like, day passes to play it.
Yeah, but, like, the reason those games were popular and everyone played them is because it came with the system. No one would have spent $50 for that.
I know. Well, hey, you may as well release it. See
I
what
guess.
Happens.
And then, speaking of making money, Grand Theft Auto made a lot of
$800 million.
In the first day, over $1 billion in 3 days. It's breaking every record. I think they expected like $500 million or something.
How left out are you feeling right now?
Meh.
I know. It is still just so weird to me just how I get the game's popular, but like it baffles me how this game is the most popular thing by far.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if baffles work, because I don't want to, like, you know, you're stupid for liking it. It makes me feel weird that I just don't get it. And, like, even, and the same thing's happening again, where, like, their views come out, and it's, like, a 98, which literally means, by far, most of the people think the game is 100. I have never come close to wanting to give a game 100, you know?
Yeah.
That's the fact that, like, all these people don't give it. And then I'm like, oh, maybe it is really special, and, like, I need to check it out regardless. And I'm like, well, why did Grand Theft Auto 4 get Metacritic? And I look, and it's, like, a 98. I'm like, oh, never mind. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. And then I read things like, oh, yeah, the characters are completely unlikable and sociopathic, and the story's not that great, but, man, sure can drive around a very big area. I'm like, cool. I don't know. It just always somehow annoys me. I never find the things funny that I'm supposed to find funny. Like, oh, yeah. This guy's addicted to drugs, and he's acting silly.
Yeah. Like, everyone loved Brucey in Grand Theft Auto 4, and I was like, he was annoying. I wanted to leave. I could kill anybody in the game except him. That bothered me.
Right. Like, ah, the phone's called an iFruit. I know, like, all that stuff that everyone thinks is funny.
I know.
It's so, like, all the penis jokes. I'm like, ugh. And I don't know why, because I'm not above a good penis joke sometimes.
Right.
Like, you know, like I said, Saints Row can make me laugh. But I guess the tone's more consistent there. It might be better in 5 than 4. Yeah, that
was my big problem with 4. The tone was all over the place.
The tone was weird in 4. It's like the sympathetic story of an immigrant who's crazy. It seems like everyone likes the one character, Trevor, the most, because he just is a sociopath. So, like, there's not that ludonarrative dissonance with him where he's like...
Busting out the big word.
Yeah. But, like, you know, it makes sense when you play as him and you're just, you know...
Killing people.
Yeah, because he's nuts. Whereas, you know, like, the other guys are just like, yeah, we're kind of normal and now we're going to kill 10 people in a day.
Yeah.
No repercussions. I don't know. I still don't care about Grand Theft Auto. I know if I get this game, I'm going to play it, like, a bit. It's going to have probably some really long... intro mission where you drive around and there's a lot of cutscenes.
You're
going to
play through like 5 or 6 missions so you get sick of doing missions. Then you're going to drive around the city for like an hour and you'll be like, eh.
Especially when I hate to be that guy, but I mean, I'm so ready for next gen. You know, I know.
Well, and I mean, it's pretty clear why they didn't release this on next gen. You don't sell $1 billion worth of a game on a launch system.
No, you can't. No, for sure. But I mean, it makes sense.
Will they port it 6 months from now and make like a third of those people buy it again? Sure.
I don't know. Maybe there'll be there's no PC version yet, so maybe it'll come out.
There was some. I think it was on a website. There was code people were analyzing. I don't know if it's code from the game or what, but there was references to a PC and Orbis platform. Which Orbis is the name of the OS that runs the PS4.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's happening. Especially PC is going to have to happen. Again, that's the thing. Like, if I'm going to play this, just get the PC version, I'm sure it'll look a lot better.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the game looks better than 4 does and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just weird because everyone's, you know, going on about it and everybody's going to write their stories about how is Grand Theft Auto sexist? Yeah, no shit.
There's no female characters, really.
Yeah.
What made you think it was going to change this time?
I mean, I wish I liked it. It's weird how much I love Red Dead Redemption. Just don't give a shit.
Again, I just feel open world mechanics just lend themselves to the West because it was a little more lawless.
Weird?
You weren't running people over with your horse.
You know what's one of my least favorite things to do in an open world game? Maybe this is the problem, is driving.
Yeah.
I don't like driving in open world games.
Yeah, it's never fun.
It's always avoiding cars. It's not like driving.
Yeah.
I think it's because I've never really been like a car person anyways. I never drive. Just like, oh man, I'm driving. I love driving. I'm just going places. You know, it's like walking somewhere. So that's why, like, you know, like the ones I've liked have been like Crackdown and Gravity Rush and, you know, Red Dead Redemption, where I'm not driving. Like, yeah, riding a horse is so different from, you know, driving because it's not about roads and like rules, like stop sign, look, watch out for all the other horses. it's nothing like that. So yeah, I mean, again, like, I feel like that, and there still is like that urge sometimes, like, maybe I should try it, let's do it. And I'm like, I look at my account, I'm like, I have some money, I can get Grand Theft Auto 5, and I'm like, No. I don't want it. I know I'm just going to play it for, like, it's literally happened, like, I did it with 4. I was like, ugh. I did it with Chinatown Wars, and I was like, ugh. I got 3 when it came on the iPad. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm like, I'm sick of it.
Wait, you got Chinatown Wars?
Yeah. Well, everyone loved Chinatown Wars, but it was, like, a big bomb.
Yeah.
Didn't they make a PSP version of it eventually or something?
Yeah, I think it might even come to PS3. I don't know.
Something weird. All right, talk about gaming.
Yeah,
we've been playing. So I reviewed Wind Waker HD, which was one of my favorite games ever, and you know it still is. It's the Wind Waker. I mean, you saw it. It looks so good now. And like the one thing that was like, remember when they originally showed the screenshots? It looked a little kind of different, and people were complaining.
It looked less flat.
Yeah, it looks much more like the original did. It looks more. Everything just kind of looks sharper. The edges are rounder. The big difference is kind of like the lighting is a little bit more intense, which at first was a little weird, but it was pretty nice, actually. It kind of complemented things well. But the game just looks gorgeous. I mean, like, it is one of the best-looking games ever.
Right.
Like, you know, whatever even happens, like, the next year on the next gen. So just because that art style helps it so much. It's just awesome. You know, it's weird how people always say, like, oh, it looks like a cartoon. It doesn't really look like a cartoon. It looks like Wind Waker, you know? Like, it has its own thing. Like... when people talk about games, like, have a good style, like Okami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Okami looks really good, but it looks exactly like something. It looks like that sort of feudal Japanese art style.
There's a word for it. It just left my brain.
But, like, the cool thing about Wind Waker is, like, it doesn't really look like anything else. Yeah, okay. But it doesn't, like, Wind Waker just looks like, it looks like Wind Waker.
Yeah.
There's no what cartoon looks like Wind Waker? None, really.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, it's just a gorgeous game, and I still love sailing. I know some people think it's slow, but you get like the...
Well, so how's that changed now?
That's cool, because you can get the Swiss sail at the auction house. The only weird thing about it is, like, you would never know it's there unless you kind of know it's there.
Oh, really?
That's yeah, weird. Yeah. But, so what the Swiss sail does is it's faster, and it always keeps the wind at your back, so you don't have to constantly change it with the Wind Waker playing that one song. So, yeah, it makes kind of traveling around the island super convenient. The Tingle Quest, where you have to kind of get all the Triforce pieces at the end, is made a lot simpler because, like, it used to be like you had to get every... You always had to find a chart, you had to bring it to Tingle, pay for him to transcribe it, then go find where the piece was. Now for half of them, you just go to where the pieces are right away. Mm-hmm. So that, and plus, you know, you have the Swiss sail, it goes by a lot faster. It's interesting because it is definitely shorter than, say, like, Skyward Sword and Twilight Princess. Like, there are really only five real dungeons in the game. Yeah. And, you know, people were saying, oh, maybe they'll put those two dungeons that were cut from the game back in it. But they couldn't do that because they basically just reused those for Twilight Princess and reworked them. Mm-hmm. But the pace is kind of, it's kind of nice in a way.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Like, again, like, everyone talked about, oh, Twilight Princess, 100 hours, which it wasn't. But even then, I was like, I don't know.
I think a 20-hour Zelda game is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily need Zelda games to be 35 hours long. Like, even Skyward Sword was kind of feeling a little long at the end. And Skyward Sword had, like, that sort of weird... It had a very set structure where it was always you do this dungeon, then you do this filler thing, then you do the dungeon, then you do a filler thing, you know. And Wind Waker is much more. I don't want to say it's uneven, but it is a bit more like, you know, it's like, yeah, you do this dungeon, then you do this dungeon. Now you're going to go to this, you know, fortress, and it's kind of a completely different experience. Now you just kind of need to explore around the sea a little bit, you know. Mm. It's more varied in a way. Which I sort of like. And I love the whole, how, like, the combat is much more based on, like, the sort of reflex kind of counter.
One thing I really wish they did for this, though, is redo the music.
Yeah, that's the one big complaint I wrote in my review, is that the music is sounding a little cheapy. Because it's all MIDI. Mm-hmm. And the compositions are great.
Yeah.
But especially, like, during boss fights when the music's kind of trying to sound big and, like, scary. It's not there. And I'm spoiled by Skyward Sword for one thing, which sounds great. And specifically that... Wind Waker medley that was on the orchestra CD came with the Skyward Sword, where, like, all these songs sound so good, and it's like, oh, I really wish, because the Kingdom Hearts HD thing, just, like, they rearranged and, like, re-recorded all the music for that, which, and by and large, Kingdom Hearts 1.5 didn't do as much work as Wind Waker HD did, but they did that, and I kind of wish that they took that step for this. But all in all, it's Wind Waker, it's an all-time classic. Mm-hmm. You've probably played it, so you know if you want to play it again. I had a lot of fun going through it again. It holds up really well, just in every aspect. It's aged as about as good as a game from 2002 can.
Cool.
Like, I feel like even if you play Metroid Prime now, it kind of, there's parts of it that are, like, a little
dated-ish
visually, and just in maybe
doesn't otherwise look as good as you remember in your mind.
Yeah, right. But, like, that's kind of the neat thing about this. Like, it that's kind of the weird thing about the HD of fine. Like, although it looks great, it's like, it is always, like, how you kind of remember.
You're like, this is what it always looked like.
Yeah, and you probably look, you're like, oh, all right. So, yeah, it's weird. It's weird because I've been reviewing, like, a lot of games that just been re-released that just happen to be some of my favorite games. So it's like, oh, what do you think of Kingdom Hearts and Wind Waker? Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Go get them. Yeah, there they are. So what Zelda game you want to see re-released next?
I would like
to see Majora's Mask so I can finally
play that one. Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I almost want to go back to Twilight Princess now. See what that was about. I'll tell you what, like, I remember Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword, they both had, like, these really long intros. I was shocked how fast Wind Waker kind of gets going. Like, it takes a bit till you get to the first dungeon, but at least
you're not, like, talking to a million people.
It's
forever.
Not super tutorial-y. Like, you're playing. Like, you have that bit where you go to the Forsaken Fortress and it's like a stealth segment for a little bit, and that's that stuff. But
yeah, like getting people's chickens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're doing fun things.
And then I remember Twilight Princess. You were, like, hurting forever.
Yeah,
because, like, yeah, they had to, like, in that first, like, 2 hours, they introduce you to, like, swordplay and moving and using the camera and riding your horse and using your slingshot, and it was, like, taking forever.
It's like, yeah, I played Zelda before. I can figure this out.
I get it. Besides that, I got Earthbound on my Wii U, so I could play that. Keep my JRPG kick going, which is a game I never got into, and everyone, like, just goes on how about it's one of the best games ever.
Mm-hmm.
We played it, like, we would rent it when we were little, and, like, it was a newer game, and I just couldn't get it. I think it's, I know now, I know why now, because I always thought the game was weird, and only now do I understand that it's kind of how intentionally weird it's being. Mm-hmm. Like now that I've played a lot more JRPGs and I'm older, I understand that it's not a parody, maybe it's like a satire of the JRPG genre. It's very silly. It's very funny. It's very clever. Like the mechanics itself are pretty straightforward and that kind of stuff. But like, there's always silly things like you have a party member who like their action will be to cower, you know. And, like, you know, you have a fly in your party. Like, you'll talk to a dog, and the dog's like, oh, I'm being possessed by the programmer. Let me tell you about the mechanics of the game. You know, stuff like that. So, yeah. It's been pretty funny. So, I feel like I get it this time.
That's good.
I get Earthbound. Well, what have you been playing?
More Final Fantasy XIV.
I've been playing a lot of that, too. Well, I had to take almost, like, the week off to review Wind Waker, and I got back into it. I'm like, oh, this is still fun.
Yeah, so I've finally gotten around to, like, you know, doing different classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Being able to just, like, when I first played that game, and I was like, wow, there's really not a lot of skills. But then when you realize all the different multi-classing opportunities...
Yeah, my heart bar is filling up.
Yeah, it evens it out. So it's just really cool you can do all that. I think that's fun.
Especially now I'm getting higher level and I'm getting my job skills, too. I'm like, I'm almost like, where am I going to put all these?
Yeah, I think you can. I've seen modded UIs.
I am wondering, too, like, where am I going to... I wonder, because, like, I got Fire 3, and I'm like, do I replace Fire 1 with this? Because... You know, I have some play. I need to like start looking at some guides and stuff. But yeah, that game's still been super fun.
Yep. We're getting Cactar earrings on our server soon.
Yeah, thank you, TGS, somehow.
TGS, hooray.
Something happened there, and you know, whatever. Anything else?
So Disney released the Disney Infinity Toy Box app. iPad app.
This lets you actually make things, right?
Yeah, and put them into the console version.
How's that work?
There's a thing called the Toy Box Share. It's like your cloud storage, like Halo had, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you can move stuff around in there. Whenever you get a new figure, they come with a web code that you can register on the website. So you log in when you start up the app and access all your figures that way. Mm-hmm. So it's just the full toy box mode.
Really?
Everything I've unlocked through the little roulette things in there. All my characters that I've unlocked with codes are in there. You can make worlds, and it's almost easier making them on the iPad because you're just using multi-touch to manipulate everything.
That's cool.
But then you could also go to, like where they have that Disney share, where, like, I showed you that Tron level and stuff.
Right.
Download all those, play around in them. I mean, it's you know, virtual controller lets you play the game.
Really?
So you're not doing the play sets, but anything made in the toy box,
how much does that cost to get?
It's free until October 5th. So you should probably just download it just for the hell of it.
Well, how do you put your figures into it?
Like I said, you're using the web codes tied to your account.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of neat that that's all there. I was impressed.
There you go.
I think if you get the free one, you just get Mr. Incredible.
There you go.
Right. So yeah, did I play anything else? Not really.
I know, I felt like I did. Like, maybe. I guess not. All right. Community. Alex Conley brought up that Gravity Rush 2 is announced. I think largely for my benefit. But then him and Muhammad were going on like, yeah, the first one had problems, so I hope they fix it. And you're wrong! First one's perfect! Nothing wrong with it. This is going to be great. Although I would maybe like to hear some of those problems articulated. I mean, I kind of forget what the criticisms were. I just remembered I disagreed with them. Something about combat. Something about something. I don't know. I love Gravity Rush. I had no major problems with it at all. Jay Loretta is asking about... He's kind of reserved about backing Mighty No. 9, largely just because, like, $20 just gets you the game... And it's not coming out until 2015, which is kind of like what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, like, why not just buy it for $20 when it comes out?
Yeah, I understand. But then I was like, I did it just because I have this bizarre, twisted obsession with Mega Man. That's why I painted him. But let me paint you like one of your French robots.
That's gross.
Oh, I almost kicked the computer over. All right. But, yeah, thanks, everybody. We will hopefully talk about something.
No, I mean, Chris Whittington, like he said in the comments, buy it when it launches.
Yeah, that's how video games should work, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you see all this hoopla with PayPal?
What so?
Well, back on Kickstarter, it goes through Amazon. Well, Indiegogo goes through PayPal. And apparently PayPal just like, no, it's a lot of money. We're just going to freeze that account, not letting you access it. It's like, what? Like, oh, we're just making sure there's no fraud going on.
PayPal kind of sucks. I'm glad I don't use PayPal at all. It's kind of inconvenient.
PayPal is a pain in the ass. It's a
PayPal pain in the ass. Yeah. You want to hear the releases then?
Sure.
All right, Grand Theft Auto 5, PlayStation 3. 360. Wind Waker HD comes out today digitally.
Yeah.
So jump on that if you want.
I guess MechWarrior Online's like out of beta.
Oh, okay. Infinity Blade 3. Man, I don't care about this series at all.
They're fun.
Wonderful 101.1 finally came out. I really do want to play this. I really like that. Did you ever try
the demo?
It's weird because people seem like reviews of the game are either people really liked it or like they just get like they really are kind of bogged down like because they find it kind of confusing in the camera or whatever. It's interesting. It seems like one of those games where playing the demo is a good idea because you will see immediately if you like it or not. Mm-hmm. I feel like. Because it doesn't do a great job of explaining itself.
Right.
Some Hot Wheels game, Angry Birds Star Wars 2, which has some sort of, like toy Skylanders mechanic
thing,
in it.
Yeah.
And that's about it. All right. Okay. Thanks for listening to the Explain Barrel Podcast, everybody. Hopefully we'll be talking about Half-Life 3 next week.
I don't know.
That's all I want.
I'm just hoping I have an iPhone 5S next week.
I care much more about an announcement of Half-Life 3 than you getting a phone.
We'll see if they have any left.
Can you even imagine what it would be like? In my head, it's just like, it's like Nirvana. It's just the nicest announcement
the
ever.
The nicest thing. It's like the it's nicest Half-Life dystopia 3. Ever.
I mean, I know I'm out of London, but man, did I like Half-Life 2.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty good.
It's a pretty good game.
It's pretty decent.
All right, so thanks for listening, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and go to our Google Plus community and join the conversations there. You can also check us out on the iTunes Music Store. Be sure to leave us a review. We always like that. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye.